Now, friends, I'm going to break my pattern of saying we've come to the greatest book in the Bible. I've said that about every one. But I'll break the pattern here and say that this is not the greatest book, but it's a great book, let me say that. And it has a real message for us. It gives the burden of Nineveh. And that burden, as we've seen before, means judgment. We saw that in Isaiah, the judgment of Nineveh. And the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. And we can't know too much about him, and yet we do know a great deal about this man. He was apparently born in the northern kingdom. That would be his native country. But he moved to the southern part of Judah sometime when he was very young. And he had a great concern for the northern kingdom. And he apparently was alive when it was carried away into captivity into Assyria. And his message is the judgment that's coming on Nineveh. You see, this man Jonah brought a message to Nineveh that revealed the love of God. Well, this book reveals the justice of God. And the two go together. Though God will judge a nation, God is still love. And he still loves. You can't escape that. And the thing that makes the judgment of God actually so frightful is this, that God doesn't do it as a petulant person. He doesn't do it in a vindictive manner whatsoever. He doesn't do it in a spirit of revenge, of trying to get even, or because he got angry for a moment and it's an emotional outburst. God judges because he's just, and he still loves, but he is just. And since he's just in his dealings, he has to deal with sin, even in the lives of those that he loves. And Nineveh was a city that God loved. He told Jonah that. Jonah wanted the city destroyed. And God says, "Shall I not save Nineveh, that great city?" And the people that were in it, many of them little children. But now, friends, judgment is going to fall upon this great city. And the message is this, and I want to give you what I have now in my notes, and I'm reading from my notes. Nahum sounds the death knell of Nineveh and pronounces judgment by total destruction on Assyria. God was just in doing this. Jonah, almost a century before, in fact, the matter is was probably a century and a half, had brought a message from God, and Nineveh had repented. However, the repentance was transitory, and God patiently gave this new generation opportunity to repent. We're going to see that in the message today. And the day of grace ends, and the moment of doom comes. That is something that you find over in the third chapter, verse 19. That's the last verse. He says, "There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the report of thee shall clap the hands over thee, for upon whom hath not thy wickedness pass continually." In other words, they had come to a place where there's no healing for them. Now, I believe that for a nation and for an individual, that it is possible to continue in sin and to keep on continuing in sin, and you cross over a mark. And I don't know where it is. I don't pretend to be able to say when it takes place. But there is a place, and when you pass over that, it's not that the grace of God can't reach you, but you can't reach God for the simple reason that you've passed to the place where you are hardened and you are in a state of unbelief that cannot be changed. And that is true of a nation. It's true of an individual. Now Assyria had served God's purpose and would be destroyed. You see, as you look about you today, you're apt to be disturbed. There's no question about that. God's people, I'm sure, are disturbed. And the reason, I think, for the interest that we've had in prophecy, and the wilder the prophecy teachers are, the more popular they seem to be today. And we've got them coming up with all kinds of interpretations. Well, the explanation is God's people, ignorant of the Word of God, they're desperately reaching out because of the things that are happening. The Lord Himself said men's hearts will be failing them when they see those things coming on the earth. Well, we're at that stage for sure. We've come into that particular orbit today, and these things are disturbing to us. But my friend, let's understand that God is still running the thing. He's still in charge. It hasn't slipped out from His hands. God is not biting His fingernails, and He hasn't slipped to the edge of His throne. He's not nervous today about what's happening. God is carrying out His plan and purpose, and He's overruling the sin of man. That makes it very comforting, by the way, should be to the child of God today. Now, Assyria had served God's purpose and would be destroyed. And the destruction of Nineveh, according to the details which are given in this written prophecy, is almost breathtaking. This is a message, you see, of comfort to a people who live in fear of a powerful and godless nation. God will destroy any godless nation. Now, all you have to do is to pick up your history book, and you go back and begin with the time of the writing of history, and you will find out that every great world power went down, and it went down at a time when they were given over to wine, women, and song. When they reach that place, then you can be sure of one thing, they're on the skids, and they'll soon pass out into the limbo of the lost. And that's where the great nations of the world are today. And where are we? Well, as we said last time, we're on the way down. It's a nice ride while we're having it. Dr. Machen said years ago, America is today going downhill with a godly ancestry. America that has had a godly ancestry is going downhill on the toboggan. And he says, God pity America when we reach the bottom of the hill. Well, how close are we to the bottom of the hill? That's the question, and I'm no prophet or the son of a prophet, just a poor preacher, and all I can say is, seems to me like we're getting very close to the bottom of the hill. Now, that is the reason that this prophecy here is such a remarkable prophecy that we have, because it speaks right into our own local situation today. Now, again, may I say that we have in the first chapter, the first 8 verses, we have justice and the goodness of God. Then from verse 9 through the rest of the chapter, verse 16, we have the justice and goodness of God demonstrated in the decision to destroy Nineveh and to give the gospel. Then in chapters 2 and 3, we have the justice and goodness of God exhibited in execution of His decision to destroy Nineveh, so that you have the annihilation of Assyria in chapter 2 and the avenging action of God justified in chapter 3.